Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is May 26, 2026, and the theme is operational maturity. The biggest AI story is not one single model launch. It is the shift from impressive DMOS to governed, deployable agent systems. GitHub is a good example. Copilot on the web can now answer questions in page context and turn conversations into agent sessions that create pull requests or run deeper research. The Copilot app preview also points in the same direction, finding work, steering agents, and moving completed work through review and merge. Coding agents are becoming part of repository workflow, not just an IDE sidebar. Microsoft is making the enterprise version of that argument. Its latest enterprise AI post says execution is now the differentiator. That means organizations need to move beyond pilots and build the operating model. Governance, measurement, integration, security, workforce enablement, and process change. NVIDIA and Dell are turning the same idea into infrastructure. Their Dell AI Factory updates package autonomous agents as a full-stack workload, from desk-side workstations to data center racks. That is the right framing. Agents run longer than chat requests. They call tools, inspect files, run code, retrieve context, and often need review checkpoints. That stresses compute, memory, storage, networking, and observability. Google DeepMind's Singapore partnership adds the safety angle. DeepMind is working with IMDA and ML Commons on multimodal and multilingual safety benchmarks. For global products, English-only text tests are not enough. Evaluation needs to include local languages, images, documents, voice, and the kinds of ambiguity real users create. OpenAI's provenance work rounds out the trust layer. OpenAI is combining CDPA content credentials, SynthID watermarking, and verification tooling for generated images. The important point is that provenance is layered. Metadata can be removed. Watermarks are not perfect. Products need origin and edit history built into the content pipeline. The takeaway for builders is direct. Agents need foundations. Clean APIs, branch isolation, human review, audit logs, tool permissions, evaluation harnesses, cost budgets, provenance records. Stronger models will keep arriving, but operational readiness determines whether they become leverage or liability. Time for a quick quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the main significance of GitHub's May 18 Copilot web update? A. It removes pull requests from software development. B. It brings context-aware Copilot interactions and agent sessions closer to repository workflows. C. It makes coding agents available only through terminals. D. It eliminates the need for code review. Answer: B. The update matters because agents can start from repository context and move into pull request producing sessions. Question 2. According to Microsoft's May 21 Enterprise AI Framing, what separates successful AI programs from pilots? A. Buying the largest possible model without governance. B. Execution across operating model, integration, measurement, governance, and change management. C. Avoiding production deployments entirely. D. Replacing all business software with chatbots. Answer: B. Scaled AI requires organizational execution and platform readiness, not just isolated demonstrations. Question 3. Why does the NVIDIA and Dell AI Factory story matter for agent deployment? A. It shows that agents are only a UI feature. B. It frames autonomous agents as a full-stack infrastructure workload from workstations to data centers. C. It proves agent workloads do not need observability. D. It means all inference must run on laptops. Answer: B. Production agents stress compute, storage, networking, orchestration, and operations, so deployment needs infrastructure planning. Question 4. What lesson should global product teams take from Google DeepMind's Singapore safety benchmark work? A. English-only text evaluations are enough for global AI products. B. Safety evaluation should include local languages, multimodal inputs, and regional context. C. Benchmarks are irrelevant once a model is large. D. Multimodal systems cannot be evaluated. Answer: B. Global AI products need evaluation data that matches real users, languages, formats, and harms. Question 5. Why is provenance becoming part of AI content infrastructure? A. Generated media and documents need durable origin, edit, and verification signals across the content pipeline. B. Watermarking makes all misinformation impossible. C. Metadata always survives every export and repost. D. Provenance is useful only after a product has scaled. Answer: A. Provenance works best when metadata, edit history, and verification signals are built into creation and publishing workflows from the start. That's the Code Mingle AI briefing for today.